This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. President Donald Trump is in California to visit areas ravaged by wildfires that continue to burn in both the northern and southern parts of the state. Trump's visit comes a week after he initially blamed California officials for the fires and threatened to withhold federal money. His tweets did not mention California's drought conditions, which many scientists say are symptomatic of climate change. Before he left Washington, the president repeated his assertion that the fires could have been mitigated if state officials had acted more responsibly.
We will be talking about forest management. I've been saying that for a long time, and this could have been a lot different situation. But the one thing is that everybody now knows that this is what we have to be doing, and there's no question about it. It should have been done many years ago.
California's outgoing Governor Jerry Brown and incoming Governor Gavin Newsom will join Trump in a survey of the destruction in both Northern and Southern California. The president will also meet with federal emergency response officials and local firefighters. Nearly three-quarters of the forests in California are under federal government management. U.S. President Donald Trump said Saturday he expects to be briefed on a Central Intelligence Agency report that concludes Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman ordered the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The assessment by the CIA, first reported by The Washington Post Friday, contradicts that of Saudi Arabia, whose top prosecutor one day earlier had exonerated the Crown Prince in the killing. The Post said the CIA based its conclusion on multiple sources of intelligence, including a phone call that the prince's brother, Khalid bin Salman, who is also the Saudi ambassador to the United States, had with Khashoggi. This is VOA News. The head of the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says that U.S.-led coalition airstrikes killed more than 40 people in the village of Abu Hassan in the region of Deir al-Zor. Edward Uranian reports from Cairo.
Arab media announced the deaths of several dozen people, most of whom appear to have been Islamic State group fighters, during bitter fighting in the Deir al-Zor region of eastern Syria, not far from the Iraqi border. Rami Abdulrahman of the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights claims that about three dozen Islamic State fighters were killed in the airstrikes on the village of Abu Hassan. A number of civilians and family members of the Islamic State fighters were also killed. Abdulrahman insisted that it was the highest death toll in coalition airstrikes since U.S.-aligned Kurdish fighters launched their attack against this particular northeastern Syrian Islamic State pocket in September. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence and Chinese President Xi Jinping offered competing economic views as they spoke to regional leaders at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation CEO Summit in Port Moresby, Papua New Guinea, Saturday. Pence warned APEC members about accepting foreign debt that could compromise your sovereignty and urged members to protect their interests.
Know that the United States offers a better option. We don't drown our partners in sea of debt. We don't coerce or compromise your independence. The United States deals openly, fairly. We do not offer a constricting belt or a one-way road. When you partner with us, we partner with you, and we all prosper.
President Xi said there is no geopolitical agenda behind his flagship Belt and Road Initiative, which is designed to bolster a sprawling network of land and sea links with Southeast Asia, Central Asia, the Middle East, Europe, and Africa. Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May is fighting back against critics of her Brexit deal, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
In an interview with the Daily Mail, the Prime Minister says her plan on how to tackle a key stumbling block, the issue of how to avoid a hard border between Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, is the most realistic, and that alternative measures suggested by her political opponents wouldn't resolve the problem. May's headache continues, however, as disaffected Brexiteers believe they have the numbers required to trigger a challenge to her leadership within days. Conservative MP Nadine Dorries believes May should go.
It's actually beyond almost belief that number 10 think that they can, although they're spinning like mad, that they can sell this to the country. They can't. People can see right through it.
Karen Chamas, London.
For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.